Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I always love welcoming everybody to this great show. We're always very excited to have Dr. Connie on with us. It's funny because I always call her Dr. Connie. I don't know that I've actually really used McNeil that often. She'll always be Dr. Connie.
I didn't even know you knew my last name. So
it's only because it's in the script I'm reading from.
Got it.
So here we are to another beautiful month. As always, we try to have the show fall into generally the first Thursday of the month, but this month we had to kind of move it a little bit because both myself and Dr. Connie were actually traveling this month. So here we are on the second Thursday. It's August 10th, and we're listening to the show In the Arms of the Angels. The show, of course, for anybody who's listening, is available for replay generally about 20 minutes after the show ends. You can always go back. So if you get a reading and you want to go back and listen to what was told to you, I know sometimes I forget, you can go back and listen to the show or download it to your iPod or whatever. So iPod sounds outdated, huh? Your new and advanced device. At least I didn't say cassette player.
There you go. Or A-track. You didn't say A-track is what you didn't say.
Well, I was not going to go there with that one. I did have an A-track in my first car, I think. If you want to call in, I see we've got some callers already, so we're really excited about that. We'll be taking your questions in about 30 minutes. And if you're new to the show, me and Dr. Connie have been kind of doing something a little bit unique for a few months now. And that is we both tag team on the readings. She generally will do some of the regular readings. I have a tendency to do all the romance and relationship readings because that's what I love to talk about. And if you want to call in and get a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. Of course, you're listening to Dr. Connie McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio. The radio show is called In the Arms of the Angels. You can work with Dr. Connie offline. She works both in person and remotely. And you can find out more about her services and all the great things that she has to offer by going to her website at www.drconniesayswithans.com. And if you missed that link or you want to find out more about the shows or when the next show's coming up, you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, the floor is yours.
Alrighty, thank you, Mark, and thank you for tuning in. Before we get started, I do want to send out a blessing to our teachers and to the students, and I pray that your upcoming school year will be one of the best. So I'm sending you positive, loving, wonderful thoughts that this will be an actual stellar year for you as a teacher or a student or a parent who has a student. So what I wanted to do tonight was I wanted to talk to folks that either are experiencing or in the future will experience life as somewhat of a struggle. And I do not believe that God created us and put us on this earth for life to be a struggle and one problem after the other. And I know that a lot of us go through things, and some of us have been going through particular events for years. And you just come to a time when you get really tired of the situation, and you're doing all the right stuff, praying, and you're doing your affirmations, and you're having positive thoughts, and you do your meditation, and nothing that we seem to do in our own power seems to change the situation. So one of the things that, and I've been going through situations myself for years, so I started really making a concerted effort to really put it out in my meditation and in my card readings and really asking God how to deal with life when it's not happening the way that you would like for it to happen. And I kept getting the message through movies that I would watch or songs that I would hear or through my card readings, my angel cards and my oracle cards, that it all comes down to surrender. Now, the problem with surrender is it has such a negative connotation because it smacks of defeat and failure and having little to no control over your life. We are very competitive people, and we don't like the thought of losing, and the thought of surrender kind of has that same feeling as losing. And I know when I grew up in Oklahoma, and which was the last place that they put the Indians. And when I was preteen, maybe 12, 13 or whatever, we took a drive, my family, out to Fort Bliss, which is in Lawton, Oklahoma, and is where, when Geronimo was finally captured, it is where he was incarcerated from 1894 to 1909. And they have, they probably still have, but at the time they had the cell where he was kept. And I remember, if you're not familiar with Oklahoma, in the summertime, it's very, very hot and it's very, very humid. And I remember going out there, and it was a very hot part of summer, must have been, August. And I remember it was hot. And it was dusty, and there were very few trees. And the cell that they had kept Geronimo in was this very tiny enclosure, and it didn't have anything in it other than just the cot, the bed, So I think when some of us think surrender, we think that. We think being in a trapped in some place that we don't want to be and have no power and control over what, over our situations. We forget we were born to create, but we forget that we are God's masterpiece. And that the universe really does love to give us what we want. Those of you that are parents or in relationships or are givers, love to give. You know the feeling and of excitement that you get when you're planning a gift for someone. And it's exactly the same way that the universe has for us. So, we pray for the job. We pray for the relationship, for the healing, for the money, for whatever. We pray to get out of circumstances that we're in, pray to get into new circumstances, but nothing seems to happen. And again, we're doing all the right stuff. We're praying and we're meditating and we're doing everything that we in our power can do, but nothing seems to happen. And instead of surrendering our desires to a higher power and trusting in a universal wisdom and a universal plan, we enlightened beings sort of shove our bony fingers in the universe's face and say, I don't like this. I'm not going to do this. I'm done with this. And we try to fix it ourselves. The thing that we miss is that the struggle that we're having is an internal struggle and has very little to do with the external situation. It's like the the situation pushes a button in us and causes an emotion to rise up. Distress or fear or anger or resentment, or there's some sort of negative something that comes up when we are in certain situations. So it's not the situation itself. If you have a job, for example, that you go to because you need the paycheck, but you hate the job, but you go anyway, it's not the job, because there would be other people out there who would love that job, who would be a much better fit for the job than you are, because you don't like it and somebody else would really enjoy being there. But there's something in that job that is causing you to react in a certain way. And the struggle comes when we continue to look at the job and blame the job for causing us or creating this negative feeling that we're having. Situations are neutral. The issue comes when we put our own emotional attachment, or we put our own feelings onto the situation. And the way to surrender, which is not being like in Geronimo's cell at Fort Sill, but the way to surrender is when the feelings come up, you check your feelings at the door. The way to avoid the struggle is to monitor your thoughts and your feelings. So if you're feeling fear, anger, or resentment, or fatigue, or frustration, or whatever, waiting is very, very difficult. And none of us like to wait, and it does get tiring. Some of us have been in situations for years. And again, nothing seems to be changing on the outside. But the way to avoid the struggle is to always monitor our thoughts and our feelings, and we acknowledge them. We don't want to bury them, and we don't want to ignore them. We want to acknowledge, oh, I see that I'm feeling this particular way. If you can move yourself out from the feeling and just kind of be an observer watching yourself have the feeling. So if you're watching yourself and you go, oh, I see that I'm having, or I see that Connie's having this feeling of sadness, depression, rage, whatever the feeling is. And then take the feeling and begin to investigate why you have that feeling and to get to the root of the problem. So now I know that it's not my job that's causing the problem. The problem is that I feel taken for granted, and I don't feel like I'm being paid what I should be paid for, and people just dump all sorts of work on me that, and then expect me to do it. So it's not the job, it's my feeling of not being good enough, being taken for granted, not feeling very important. It's those feelings that are actually causing the distress. It's not the job. So when I'm in touch with the actual feeling, then I can start meditating and asking God to heal that. And maybe God brings certain situations as an opportunity for us to be confronted with certain feelings that are not for our highest, and that we've come to a place in our spiritual walk where we're ready to get rid of feelings and behaviors and thoughts that no longer serve us. So if I heal myself from my feelings of inadequacy or my feelings of being taken for granted, of my feelings that are not important, whatever feelings that I have that are associated with my job, it's quite possible I would get another job. It's quite possible that I could learn to like the job that I have, but all of a sudden the situations in the job would change because I've changed. And it's easier for me to say no. It's easier for me to delegate work. It's easier for me to, if I'm supposed to be off at 5 o'clock and I've been staying later just because I, you know, want the boss to like me, or I feel like I need to do that for job security, which may not be true, then I can leave at 5 o'clock because everybody else does. But do you see what I'm saying? That sometimes the struggle that we have pointing at the wrong, and we're looking at the wrong thing and focusing on something else as that thing is causing the struggle, when the struggle is our own internal dialogue about our job or whatever the situation is for you. Another thing that causes a struggle is understanding that the bigger the dream and the more specific you are, that the longer it may take to manifest. If all you wanted was a date, if you're not in a relationship and all you wanted was a date, you could probably have a date tonight. If you had absolutely no criteria, you could probably have a date tonight. But I listened to Mark when he does the readings, and a lot of the times he will counsel the callers to make a list of the kind of person that they want. So relationships may take a while to manifest because you have your list of desires. You've listened to Mark and you've made the list. So you have your list of desires. And then it's quite possible that the person that you're wanting to attract has also made their list of desires. So now the universe wants to make you compatible with the list, because I have all these desires to, you know, they need this and they need this quality and they need this quality and they need this quality. So the universe will make you actually compatible with someone who has those qualities, while and you compatible with your future partner's list. So now you've got the universe working on two different people. Well, you may be very eager and ready to have the universe work on you, where your partner may not be as eager. So you may be primed and ready, but the universe is still working on your partner. So if you're going to have a dream, if you're going to have a desire, and you're going to present to the universe your desires, then you need to allow the universe the room that it needs to create what it needs to create, so that when it brings your partner to you, or it brings your job to you, or your whatever you're praying for to you, you're in a position that you can actually receive it. So the more that you want, the bigger your dream, it may take a while to get it. Part of it has to do with the getting ready of the different parties. The bigger your dream and the more people you have and the more things you need to make that happen, the universe has to coordinate all of that, and it just takes time. There's a certain timing is right. You may have a brilliant idea, but the timing's not right to present the idea for it to really flow to its highest. So the universe may pull back and wait until the timing is right for your idea to come out and flourish. The problem that we get into when we try to, when we resist and we don't surrender, is that we slow things down, or we actually create more problems. There's a story in the Bible about Abraham and Sarah. They've been praying for a child, and God sends a message through the angels, says that he's going to bless this couple with a child, and this child will be a, you know, there'll be a great nation come out of this child. So they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait. They wait about 10 years or so, a little over 10 years, and nothing has happened. Now 10 years, guys, we're talking 10 years here. Nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. So Abraham thinks, well, I misunderstood. I guess the child that I'm supposed to have is not to come through Sarah, my wife. It's supposed to come through her handmaiden, Hagar. So he impregnates his wife's handmaiden, Hagar, and she has a son, Ishmael. And then about 13 years or so after Ishmael is born, Sarah does get pregnant, and she has Isaac. And from the reading that I've done, Ishmael is the descendants of Ishmael are the Muslims, and the descendants of Isaac are the Jews. And there has always been contention between the Muslims and the Jews, partly because the land that they want is some of the same land that they feel that they're, you know, that they're entitled to. So sometimes if you're somebody like Abraham, trying to fix something yourself can actually change world history. But for you, it may not change world history, but it will change your history. It will make some of your life more difficult if you don't allow the universe to do what the universe does, and to know that the universe will answer the prayers and will provide miracles and will do blessings upon blessings if we can find ways to not struggle and not look at it as being weak or being defeated, but standing strong and knowing that we are being strengthened on the inside when we stand our ground, and that there is it's like a cosmic storm that's happening. But what a storm does, it's creating all this energy. And then when the storm comes, it moves the energy out, and you're left with, I don't think there's anything more beautiful than a sky after a storm. It's pristine blue. It is clean. It's all of the smog and dirt and whatnot's been washed out of it. Everything looks brighter. It smells nicer. There's something about the event after a storm that almost makes the storm worth having the storm in the first place. So I'm asking you, and I'm encouraging you, to hold your ground. If it would be helpful for you to have a ceremony, write down your list, whether it's a relationship or your health or money or your job or whatever, and be specific about what you want. And if you have an altar, place it on your altar. If you have a God box being some sort of a container, some people make, they'll buy a little box and they'll decorate it, or they'll have a box made out of crystals or something, and they'll put this desire in the box as a statement of giving or surrendering their desires to the universe. And if that would be meaningful for you, then I would do it. And find yourself struggling and tired and just frustrated and feeling like nothing's ever going to change, take the desires out and read them again and reinstill your intention to stand firm in making those desires come true with yourself, and make another commitment to the universe that you're going to allow the universe to do whatever it does in whatever timing it has. You know, I doubt very seriously that you're going to have to wait 25 years like Abraham and Sarah did. But no one can tell you when the universe is going to open up the skies and give you the desires that you want. But everything that's happening is happening in divine order. And if we can just stay out of the way and keep our intentions pure, coming from the heart of what it is we want to create, then we're going to grow, we're going to be better. And when we receive, we'll be able to teach other people how to do what we did. And other people will look at us and say, I don't know what you have, but I want that. So not only do we get to grow, but then we get to teach others, and they will be very grateful and very thankful that we've been able to show them to be a struggle, and that we can surrender, and it can be a beautiful thing. So we've come to this part of the show where Mark is going to come in as soon as he gets off mute.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually screening callers, so.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm getting
for
ready to do something in
call...
case you were.
For anybody who wants to call in for readings, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. As always, you've been listening to The Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio. You can find out more about Dr. Connie's work at drconniesays.com, or you can find out more about the radio show at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Are you ready to take some callers?
I am ready.
All righty. So let's see. Hold on for 1 second. Make sure I don't screw this up. Is that Amla?
Yeah, you got it. How are you?
Good. You're on the air with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie.
Hi,
Amla.
How are you? I'm
good.
Doing very well. How are you?
Good. So I have a question on if the angels, the spirit has a message for me on just like the next couple of months, maybe. I've been going through some challenging times, and, you know, spiritually, I know it's always for my highest good. And I'm just, I feel like I'm right on the cusp of new beginnings for me. I'm caretaking my family. I'm always taking care of other people. And I feel like I'm on the breakthrough. It's time for me now. It's just time, because I'm constantly giving. So
would you like the reading to be more of a relationship, like relationships
yeah.
with you and others? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, Mark, go
All
for
right.
it.
Okay, so this evening we're using, as we usually do, Doreen Virtue's The Romance Angels deck. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull three cards for you. And just to kind of focus this a little bit, are you currently in a relationship right now?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. All right, so, all righty, let's go ahead and pull some cards here. I'm going to pull three cards.
Okay.
And as soon as I pull the cards, the messages start coming through. The first card that came up was attraction. It says, you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. So a lot of what the message is going to be for you this evening is about really connecting with who you are and really being truly who you are. I think for a lot of people who are either looking for relationships or for people who, you know, they're kind of putting themselves out there, sometimes they're not truly authentic. It's like they're worried that if I really show people who I am, then no one's ever going to want to be with me. And, you know, I'm not really going to attract a really nice person into my life. But the truth of it is, and this actually went back to one of the books that was written by Saint Germain, which was one of the Ascended Masters from a while ago, when he wrote about how you attract a twin flame into your life, which is supposed to be like the ultimate perfect relationship. And he taught in those readings that you kind of hit it from two different angles. From one angle, you truly connect with who you are, you know who you are, and you really just express and be that. And understand sometimes, like a lot of people are like, oh, I got to go look this way, or I have to change this. And if I don't change this, I'm not going to do something. But it's not about that, because, you know, there's not that, you know, there needs to be, you know, things said one way or the other. But, you know, lots of people will say, oh, you know, I have to change all this. But the truth of it is, if you truly are empowered on who you are, that in itself is a very attracting energy. It's that self-confidence, knowing who you are, knowing what you want, and really just kind of being comfortable in that space. Now, another aspect that's taught is really to think about, and, you know, Dr. Connie was talking about it earlier. We're actually referencing each other. She was referencing me, and I'm going to reference right back to her, and making the list. Now, what is the list about? The list is about thinking about what is it that I want in a relationship? And sometimes the easiest list to make up is to know, here's all the things I don't want. Well, sometimes we're really good at that. We're really good at figuring out, here's 10 things from my last couple relationships that I know I definitely don't want. But what you want to do is really kind of turn to the positive energy side of that. Thinking about, you know, maybe you make a list of all the stuff you don't want, then you think about the positive aspect of that is, you know, it could be that you're looking for a partner that has a sense of humor. It could be a partner that is has direction in their life, knows what they want to do, is, you know, goal-oriented or very, you know, spontaneous. So when you think about that, then what you do is you incorporate that into who you are. You become funny. You become spontaneous. You become that vibration of what it is that you're trying to attract into your life. And the first message comes up. What's that?
I've actually done that because I've become exactly what I'm looking for. I've done the list. I have it on a poster board in my bedroom.
Very good.
And it's all mostly qualities. It's nothing materialistic. For me, qualities is important, and so that's what I did, And I feel like I am it. I feel like I'm attracting people more of my wavelength, but not quite. That's what I feel like right now.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because the universe has a sense of humor. So lots of times what you'll actually attract into your life is actually a really powerful partner, but not exactly what you thought it was going to be. You find this person, and, you know, it's funny because initially you could look at somebody and go, well, that's somebody I would never date. Why would I date that person? And then you get to know them and you're like, oh my goodness, this is, it's almost like, almost at an opposite attracts kind of thing in some situations.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
You know, you get in and, yeah, so lots of times the message that comes up is, you know, the relationship doesn't always fit the model or the person we thought it was going to.
Sure.
So the first message, of course, is attraction. You attract romantic love by enjoying the moment fully. It's about really being present, not being in the past, not being in the future, just being present, being who you are. The next message that comes up is free yourself. It's time to take back control of your life. And this talks about healthy boundaries, both with yourself and your relationship with everybody. And it also talks about you not compromising in relationships. It's about really knowing what's important to you and making sure that you're not compromising to make other people happy at the cost of who you are.
Yeah.
The next message that comes up is that's beautiful. The next message that comes up is flirt. Extend your lighthearted energy to others. This really is what we've been talking about for most of the reading about you over the last minute or two. It's about sharing the true loving heart that's inside of you, showing your true essence and just really being who you are and realizing that in that sense of who you are and enjoying life, you don't have to go and look for anything. You're just going to pull that individual into your space. It's just automatically going to happen just by you being the fun, loving, loving person that you truly are.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So that's your reading for this evening. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and I really enjoyed the talking about the setting healthy boundaries and not compromising myself, because that's exactly my learning curve lesson in the last month. So you're right on. You read me right. So
yeah,
thank you.
I think you and a ton of other people. We all have these boundaries.
That's true.
All right. Yeah, well, all right, Amla. I bless you with the most loving and joyful relationship on your journey. Enjoy life. And thank you for calling
in. All right. Thank you, Dr. Connie. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
That's a beautiful energy. All righty. Donna, you're on. What kind of reading would you like this evening?
Hi. Thank you. About finances, I'd like to manifest maybe a job that pays well. I'm not working. I'm on Social Security. Or a windfall. I have been good in the past. I want a car. I want a trip to Taiwan, Italy, Tahoe, Hawaii. So I have been good at manifesting. But the last 5-6 years, I haven't been able to manifest anything. And I want to help my family, my brothers and sisters, and my nieces and nephews, and give them an opportunity so they can get a business going or something.
Okay, I am using my Archangel Michael deck, Archangel Michael is the angel for life purpose. That's one of his roles. He's a great protector angel. So I'm going to... my first question as I'm shuffling is, are you doing anything different now than you were doing back when you were manifesting these great things?
Yes.
Is your energy different?
I went through a lot of heartache and betrayal and I guess I'm healing from everything and a lot of disappointment it's like everything just came crashing down on me. And before, when I was manifesting, I was out there more. Chinese festival I won, I was scuba diving, I won in a scuba diving shop, and I guess I was in a relationship and we were traveling the world and doing things, and I don't know, I was positive, I guess. I was positive and things were happening, and it's not like I had all this woundedness
Okay. Well, one of the things that Michael is asking you to do is forgive yourself. You haven't done anything wrong. The relationships you've been in, or this different energy that you have, or you're not doing anything wrong per se, so there's no use in being in beat up about it. But there is an awareness of, oh, I was doing this and it worked. Maybe I can figure out how I can go back to that, being in that energetic pool, so that you can do this great stuff for your family. And I'm in the same boat. I want to do for my family and give to them as well. So I totally understand. I totally understand that. There are going to be, you have now options that are available to you. I don't know how assertive you are in looking at the options, but Michael is telling me that he has opened up options for you. It's all, in fact, I can see a pie, and he's put his fingers in a pie and he's put them out, and every finger that he's put in the pie, he's left a hole, and that's like an open opportunity for you to get into something that's going to raise your vibration and heal you. Because if you are healing, you may need a time when you need to kind of go into your cave and
doing that, Dr. Connie. I've been doing that.
Okay.
I took a workshop on forgiving, and I cried for 4 days, and I walked the beach, and I'd go in the middle of nowhere, like 3 hours, and just cry.
Okay, well, the fact that, and that is probably what has started opening up these options for you. So if you will believe and trust that the universe has a purpose and a plan and actually wants to grant your desire, then these opportunities are going to start moving you in that direction. So talk to Michael, Archangel Michael.
Okay.
And I don't know what kind of meditation or journaling that you
I do meditate. I meditate for 40 minutes every morning. Yeah.
Awesome. So incorporate Michael in your meditation. Call him in and let him be an integral part of your meditation, and ask him to show you the options, and that that you won't miss any options that you have. Because some of them may be so unique, you wouldn't even recognize them. Or they may be so mundane that you think, what's that? Because it's not very special. It could be something very mundane, or it could be something extremely unique, or anywhere in between. But Michael's saying that you're on the right road, that you're healing from the inside out, and that's going to open up the opportunities. And the more you believe and the more you trust, then the wider the road gets for the options that are coming available to you.
I like that. And it's already changed the way that I'm thinking, because it resonates with me so much, and I feel like that's a truth. Yeah, definitely, that I'm incorporating right now. What you're
good
saying.
You.
And that's a lot of impact. Very good.
Well, thank you, Donna.
Well, I'll do that. And thank you very much. And good luck with your family, and that you manifest.
And yours
everything.
As well. Thank you. Have a blessed evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Connie.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, Donna. Thank you for calling in. All right. Julia, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Good evening.
Hello. Well, I wanted to ask the angels about love. I would like to have a loving relationship in my life.
All right, Julia, let's go ahead and shuffle the deck and see what messages are coming through from the angels for you this evening.
Thank you.
Alrighty, we're actually pulling three cards. Let's see what's coming through for you this evening. So the first message that comes up is honeymoon. It's interesting. It says enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. So the sense I get about this is that there's someone who is going to come into your life. I got to make sure I phrase this correctly. There's someone who's actually already come into your life and you actually met them. I don't know that you particularly remember them though. It was a little while ago, but this person is actually within your area and it's someone that you've met before. So when you meet them again, you're going to be really surprised because you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I remember this person and stuff like that. It looks like it's going to come in during the holidays, which isn't too far away. It could be as early as Thanksgiving this year. But it's interesting because it says, enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. And since it says enjoying holiday time together, that means that you guys would actually meet towards the end of the summer, at least if you're following the holiday, or I should say the seasons within the United States. So this would mean that you guys would actually have introductions and start to know each other towards the end of the summer so that you would actually be together during the holidays. There we go. Got it all cleared out. I had to circle around on that one.
I'm following. You're good.
All right. All right.
Awesome.
The next one that came up is romantic feelings. And it says your feelings are real and worth exploring. And I think this is, it's interesting to me, and I'm just kind of pulling and really reading the energy. You seem like a very independent person, someone who actually enjoys her own time and her own space, but would also enjoy having someone to share that journey with. With that, there is an energy inside of you that is, like we talked earlier, and not a lot of people can actually embrace this. It's a path that we all kind of have to work towards. And that is part of just loving ourselves first. And from that, when you love yourself, that's when you can really reach out and connect to somebody and really have a relationship with somebody, because it doesn't come from this like missing piece inside of me that's trying to be filled by someone outside of myself, trying to find that happiness outside of myself. And it seems like you really embrace that. You really have that true love for yourself. You can feel it in your energy. You can feel it in the confidence of who you are. And this message here talks about your feelings are real and worth exploring. And that is this self-love and the self-confidence within you is really blossoming to the point that it's reaching out to find a similar vibration of someone who can walk that path with you and match that. Someone who is healthy, who really has their own stuff kind of done, that they're really connected to who they are, that they're really looking for somebody to walk life with and not someone to be codependent with. So this is just really, really beautiful, the message that's coming through for you this evening. The next message says, give your relationship a chance, work on your partnership. This talks about when you do this introduction to this person that you've met before, you're going to want to build it on top of a very strong friendship. And from that, that's when it's going to expand into more. So it talks about really creating that strong foundation in the beginning of really connecting with somebody, getting to know them, letting them get to know you. And from that very strong foundation, that's where a really powerful relationship is going to come from. And that is coming up really fast.
Wow. That sounds wonderful. Yeah, I love that. I love that, so, you know, to start out as friends and then let it build, because, you know, that's what, you know, you hear in successful relationship, they say, I married my best friend. And it's like, you know, you can
exactly.
really see that connection. So, yeah, I'm on board with that. Yes, thank you. That sounds great. Wonderful.
Very good. So well, I wish you many blessings in life. And
thank you so much.
really enjoy that. Yeah. And thank you for sharing you. I mean, you're just so confident. You have so much beautiful energy inside of you. So, you know, just like the other calls that came in, thank you for calling in and sharing. You know, I think some people forget sometimes that it's not anything you have to do in life. The gift that we give to life is who we are and just sharing ourselves with other people. And I feel happier just with the fact that you called in and you had a chance to share your beautiful energy with us.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's wonderful to hear. Because, you know, Thank you. I will accept that. Thank you very much. And thank you for taking my call.
All right. You have a great night. Thank you.
You're leaving me with a smile. Thanks so much. Good night.
All right. All right. We have Ellen. Ellen, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Hello, Dr. Connie.
Good evening, Ellen. How are you?
Terrific. I would like a message from the angels. I'll let them decide what's important for me to hear.
So do you want it more, you don't know that you want it more relationship or general?
I think general, please.
Okay. All righty. Shuffling is in the dead quiet here. Okay, so here's what Archangel Michael has for you tonight. He is asking you, how's your health?
Actually, I have a little bit of a nagging problem.
Okay. So what he's asking you to do is focus on your physical health and on your divine health as well.
Mm-hmm.
The divine health being that God's ideal plan for you would be perfect health. So as you're praying and as you're meditating, if you... do you ever talk to your health? Do you ever talk to your nagging problem?
No, I only actually realized that it was a problem about a week ago, and I'm only starting to address it now.
Okay, I would talk to it, and I would ask it what it wants you to know. I would just have a conversation with it. I would sit down, even if you want to write down the answers, but I would just have a conversation with it. I would call in Archangel Michael, and I would call in Archangel Raphael, who's the angel for healing.
Okay.
And these are two very powerful entities that would assist you in just talking to this ailment that you have, to ask what message that it has for you, because I get the sense that it does.
Okay.
If you have a goal or something that you are working on, Michael is asking you to continue to stay very focused on that goal. And hopefully this issue with your health hasn't sort of sidetracked you. But if it has, Michael's asking you to get back on point with things that are very important for you and things that you want to do, but that there's no reason to rush to try to get something accomplished. Because if as you're talking to your, I get the sense that as the more that you talk to yourself, this ailment, this thing that has come up, it has a message for you, and this message is going to help you focus an intention on something, whether it's an intention on getting well or an intention on whatever issue was causing the problem to begin with. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a sense that there's a message for you that your body wants to tell you, and that may help you to set an intention on what you want to do based on that information, and to stay focused on that intention, because it's going to be something that's very important in your life journey. But it's nothing that you have to rush to do. It's not like, oh, I got this intention and I have to have this done by next Thursday. There's time. Whatever you is going to be asked of you to do, whatever you ask yourself to do, your higher self is going to ask you to do, there's time to accomplish it. So this is going to be a gentle journey. but your body is trying to tell you something. So again, call in Archangel Michael and call in Archangel Raphael to assist you and support you. And I'm hearing call in Archangel Gabriel, who actually comes to me in a very feminine form, so I actually call her Gabrielle. So also call in Archangel Gabriel, because she's a messenger angel. So she can help clarify and help you hear this message that your body has for you. And then again, from that, you're going to set an intention, and then you'll be able, there's time allowed to you to bring this intention to a closure.
I'm going to replay this message, because first of all, I was surprised that you caught on to this ailment. And then the message you gave us to how to address it, this is certainly not something I would have thought of doing. So I'm going to say thank you so much. And I will listen to this again. Wow, I'm still trying to absorb everything you said. I want to say again, thank you so much, while I think about what you said.
You're very welcome. I think you're going to be surprised and pleased with how all of this is going to turn out.
I bet you're right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You're very, very welcome. You have a blessed evening, and thank you for calling in.
You too. Thanks again.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Dr. Connie, I think we kind of finished up all the callers for this evening. We only have about 2 minutes left, so I guess we'll just wind the show down. It's amazing how fast the show goes, especially when we have many amazing callers that call in, you know?
I agree.
So, all right, why don't you, I'll let you go ahead and shut it down. So I will catch you. I think the next show is coming up. Let me look at the calendar. Next show will be September 7th, which is the first Thursday in September.
Awesome. All righty. So I am sending out, again, blessings to our teachers, our students. I'm sending out peace in the schools and peace in the homes and help. I see the angels surrounding the earth, holding hands and beaming love and light. And as we open ourselves to receive it, then we are sending light to other people. So I send that image and I send that prayer to all of us. I send blessings to Mark. I will never be able to thank him for everything he's done for me and for this show. And I send all of you blessings, and we look forward to speaking to you in September. So good night, everyone.
All right. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McMeel on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody. Lots of blessings to you.